It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. It's time for us to talk fishing and hunting a little bit. And guide Randy Oldfield is our guest this morning. Randy's been with us in the past, and he's a storehouse of knowledge on catching big bass down at Fork. Randy, thank you very much for being with us, buddy.
Well, thank you for having me on again, Luke. I appreciate it.
You bet. I think it was about three or four weeks ago we had you on, and we were talking about current patterns on catching bass down at Fork. And Randy, you've been guiding at Lake Fork a long time, haven't you?
Yep, several decades.
Several. Yeah, we lose track of how I try to remember the first time I wrote an article about you for the papers or magazines. It's been so long I forget, really. But right now, the black bass, the sow bass, they're as big, heavy, I guess, right about now as they're going to get, aren't they?
Yeah, the fish are really starting to move up. This cold front that we've got this weekend may slow them down a tad, but the females are just blowed up with eggs right now. We caught a fish this week that was 20 and a half inches long and weighed 9.4. She was just ballooned up. Beautiful, beautiful fish. We're catching them. They're starting to move back in the creeks and catching them up shallow. Anything from jigging pigs to shaky heads. I know people are catching them on rattle trap type baits. It's shaping up to be a good year. Got a little bit of water in the lake. So everything's looking good.
That's good, Randy. Fork did come, I guess it came up a pretty good bit. Any would be a plus, though, you know?
Yeah, it came up about a foot and a half with the last good rain we had, and if we could get her up about another 5 foot, it'd be great.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, right now is really the start of big bass season. It's underway. I saw that picture, by the way, that you sent me, that you emailed me. That bass looked like a football.
She looked a lot bigger than she actually was, but she was short. But again, really, really healthy fish, and she came out of probably 5 foot water back in the back end of a creek, right off the edge of the creek channel.
Right where she should be this time of year. Folks, we're visiting with a longtime buddy of mine, Randy Oldfield. I remember years back, Randy, I guess one of the first places that you began your guiding career, maybe the first, you used to concentrate a lot on Cypress Springs, didn't you?
Yeah. I guided on Fork and Cypress at the same time. But they killed all the grass in Cypress Springs, and
right.
Once they did that, it kind of kill the fishing for big fish, which is what I like to do. So I pretty much stay on Fork now.
Well, you've really made a name for yourself, Randy, in the night fishing. I talk to a lot of people in the type of work I do in the writing and all that's you know, that knows about you. But right now, you know, during the, I guess, really kind of the very, very early stages of the spawn, you're getting out there during the daylight, and I'm going to guess you don't necessarily have to be out at the break of day, am I right?
No, actually, probably the better bite has been from 11 o'clock and to, you know, early afternoon. The warmer it is, seems like the fish turn on a little bit more. It heats the water up a tad. I'm just, the older I get, I'm not going to get out there at night when it's 30 degrees anymore. Just not going to do it.
Well, it's really, really not necessary, I guess, but I know what you're, excuse me, I know what you're saying there. What's a good pattern, Randy? Just say, for instance, I was calling you up and you were booked, and I said, Randy, I'm going to go out to Fork and I want to catch some bass. What would you advise the average bass fisherman, you know, some tips for them?
Well, if you want to catch just fish, trying to put numbers in the boat, a shaky head rig right now, Sandtone makes a great little shaky head, and with the hag baits, their Tornado as a trailer. Anywhere on the flats going up into coves, there's fish cruising right now. You could also throw a trap-type bait, just cover water with it. And if you want to catch a big fish, of course, my go-to is a jig and pig. And the same deal, I'm throwing an Oldham jig, but I'm throwing one of Hag's. He's got a little, it's called an Undertaker. Undertaker Jr. as a trailer, which is a little crawfish type bait that really has a lot of action. The fish really like it, and just get up in the back of, get on the creek channel and just pitch the edges of it. And the bites have not been hard. They've just, you'll pick up, it'll feel a little bit spongy, and your line will start to move off. Just got to pay attention and be ready when they hit.
Randy, if you were going to advise someone for a rod, type of rod, action and all to use for bass fishing this time of year, what would be, what is your favorite, your choice?
My favorite rod of any that I own is a G. Lemus 844C GLX, and that's a heavy action rod. I use it 95% of the time when I'm flipping a jig or when I'm Texas rigging. And that's with braided line. I flip braid a lot. If I'm using fluorocarbon, I'll go to one of G. Lemus's, the NRX, and an 854, which has a really quick tip. I really like the way it loads up with fluorocarbon lines, and I use 844 with the braid.
Now, when you're jig fishing, Randy, pitching up, say you're pitching up to a stick up or buck brush, wherever you're pitching, Do you spend a lot of time? I know you have to key in on your line and you have to start feeling. It's almost like a sixth sense. I've watched you fish, but fished with you. But are you watching your line more than you would normally when you're pitching a jig?
You probably should, and I do somewhat. But 90% of the time, if I've got clients who are talking, that's one reason I use that quality of rod. Is you can feel everything, which is really key to detecting the bite. There is a difference between rods on your feel.
Very important. Well, that particular rod, Randy, it's got a stiff butt section, but yet it's got a lot of feel toward the tip too, right?
Extremely. The NRXs have really fast tips, which I use with a fluorocarbon line. The GLX series, they have a stiff butt, but they have a little bit more parabolic bend. That way I don't break the rod or break fish's mouths when I set the hook with a braided line.
Now, that makes sense. Well, here's a topic. Here in about another 2 or 3 weeks, maybe the next 4 weeks, you get down at Fork, and the flotilla, is you almost have to, in some of those coves, you almost have to get in line to fish right on the bank. You know, everybody's fishing. That's when the bass, probably maybe another month from now, but it's coming. You don't necessarily always stay right on the bank, do you?
No, I will back out and fish break lines a lot. I normally, very seldom do I ever fish for fish I can see, mm-hmm. even when they're on the beds. The fish I catch are out. And they're on beds too. You just can't see them. And I actually like to fish a little bit dirtier, muddy water, just for that reason. I don't like getting up there and bumping boats with everybody.
Right. You and I, and probably a lot of our listeners, feel the same way. So get on out. The thing about the black bass spawn that I know, you know, it's like the white-tailed buck or white-tailed deer rut. It doesn't happen all at one time, does it?
No, we'll have fish. We've probably got fish that are just fixing to pop right now, and they'll be fish spawning all the way through May. So they do every year.
Which it's waves.
Is a good thing.
Yeah, you bet. It's waves of fish. In other words, the guys that are up right on the bank fishing, I mean, there's going to be some bass there, but there's also going to be probably even more bass that are just about to move up, waves of them that's going to be out in, 4 to 6 foot deep water?
Yeah.
Staging.
First break, first piece of structure out. You catch them coming into the coves, any main lake flats or points where they're staging up, getting ready to move back. And like you just said, Luke, they come in stages. So it's just an ongoing process.
You bet. It's people think about the black bass spawn. Okay, they're shallow, guys. Let's get up there. Well, that's the flotilla of boats right up, up right on the bank, isn't it?
I mean,
everybody thinks all the bass are right there, but I know for a fact that you can get back out there. Well, Randy, you know, your career, you are very well known for catching big bass at night. There's no, I don't know of any any bass fisherman that is more well known than yourself for catching big bass at night. Now that program, will you start that, your night trips, in like April, or when will they kick off?
I'll start my night trips usually mid-May to the 1st of June. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and fish days up until that point.
And that's when you'll get on the water just before, you know, before dark. But, you know, I could quiz you for 2 hours about night bass fishing. Is a topic I know very little about, but I probably know the questions to ask. I've done very little of it. But what I have done is caught bass at night on like a buzz bait or something, and I know what it's like when those things blow up. You can't see them. To me, as far as exciting, it's bass fishing doesn't get much more exciting than that. It's the allure of running that bait, and then that fish just whacks it in the pitch dark, you know?
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing that's most attractive to me about night fishing, when I started night fishing, I never saw any other boats.
Uh-huh.
I like the deal of just being out there, you know, alone, not having boats bump into you or whatever, and it's like fishing 101 with a bass.
You bet. It's a lot of solitude and tranquility to it, but I think it's really important for people to, myself for instance, just an average fisherman and not at all a professional bass fisherman, but I've caught many a bass, get out there on the lake. Don't get there at dark. Put your boat in the water and go fishing. I would definitely advise against that. Get there and know where you're going to fish.
Exactly.
Right?
I myself, as long as I've been doing it, every trip I like to run the lake before it gets dark, just to make sure there's no surprises in the boat lanes. Everything's magnified at night, just the running, moving around in your boat. You just have to be careful and pay attention to what's going on.
You bet. Folks, again, our guest is guide Randy Oldfield. Randy, I'd like for you to leave a phone number for people that want to talk to you about night bass fishing, or call you and talk to you about the day trips that you're running. How would the folks reach you?
Yeah, look, they can get a hold of me at 903-962-3056. If I'm not here, my wife's usually here, or there'll be an answering machine on, and I'd be glad to return calls and enjoy talking about fishing.
You bet. And one thing I'll throw in, Randy, we've got about two more weeks when people can hunt trophy bucks down on the Clay Hill Ranch and hogs. So if they want to call you and talk about hunting deer down there, there's some awesome deer hunting on that 6,000-acre place. I've been down there with you a bunch. They can call you and make plans for this year, or maybe look ahead, right?
Right. It's I think we've got 5 buck tags left, maybe 18 doe tags, and there's a ton of hogs. But we've got some really exceptional deer on that ranch, and it's close to the Metroplex, which is a big plus. The neatest thing about this ranch, and you have to see it, it's real common to see 150 to 200 deer a day.
That is shocking, isn't it?
It really is shocking to be where it's at, to see that kind of numbers.
You bet. Well, Randy, let's leave the number again, please, sir.
It's 903-962-3056.
Can I get you back again here in two or three weeks, and let's talk some more bass fishing?
You bet. I'll be ready to go, Luke.
All right. Thanks a lot, Randy.
All right. Thank you.
I always enjoy getting Randy with us. He is a storehouse of knowledge on everything to do with black bass and white-tailed deer. I'll guarantee you that. Today's show, folks, I have thoroughly enjoyed bringing it to you. It's underwritten by New Canoe and the local New Canoe dealer, Mariner Sales in Dallas. That's mariner-sails.com. and Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers. I want to make sure that I'll remind you that you can go all this week, and actually weeks ahead, to ketr.org, and at the top of the website, under local programs, you can click and listen to our outdoor shows, and they are archived for several months. So until this time next week, all of you be safe and join me again right here, and we'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.